The post-match interview.
Signature Homes and City to serve Solar. We are into the fifth quarter downstairs. Drew Jones.
Thanks, Koza. Yeah, I've got Callum Brown with me. They're kicking the go-ahead goal. Obviously tight towards the end. A real grind today. Good to get the 4 points, Cal.
Yeah, Carlton, they played really well. We knew they were coming out hard. Bit disappointing from them on their perspective last week, and they played a really good game of footy, so we knew it was going to be a grind and it was good to get the win, and yeah, happy I contributed a little bit.
Do you feel like you're starting to really carve out a role for yourself in this Collingwood team?
Yeah, I think I might have played 5 or 6 in a row now, and it's starting to get more and more comfortable, and just another year in the system. I feel they're really comfortable with how I'm going.
Callum Mattee and Cohen upstairs, Ben Casanelia, Darren Buick, and also Heath Buck. Well done on your game. Who is the controlling influence when Carlton are surging? You guys just need to settle it down. There was 4 or 5 minutes where it really could have gone either way. In the end, it was a big win, but it wasn't looking like that at one stage. Who is the controlling influence out there for you guys?
Well, I think the obvious one, first of all, is Pendles. He is every single game, but then as a forward group, I guess for us, we all rely on each other. If someone's coming on off the bench, that's usually the most recent message that we get, and it's really important to get that out to the rest of the forward line and the team so we can set up around that.
Okay, so someone will come out, say, look, this is what we need to be doing. You'll assume whichever position you need to, and then away you go again. Because it's not, I mean, Dugowie, obviously, Majacek, you've got some good big bodies there.
Yeah, no, it's like I said, the bench is probably the best one, but if someone's not coming on, then yeah, it's really up to us, and we're all really confident in the role and what we're meant to do at each point of the game, so it can come from any of us, really.
Cal, Darren Buick up here, mate, well done.
Hey, Darren, how are you?
Very well, very well. You look, as you said before, now played a few games, you're looking more and more comfortable. You're playing footy like I used to see you play back in the 80s. It's taken a little while for that to happen. What's changed for you? Is that you're getting more confidence from the coaching staff? We spoke to Justin Longley before the game, and he explained that he thought you were, getting into your role more comfortably now. Is there anything that you've tried to work on to allow that to happen?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of things. Probably first one is just taking the game on, like I guess I used to back at under-18s with you, and then also played a lot of forward through pre-season, which I probably haven't done in my first couple of years, and that's really helped me, and I'm just confident in going out there and probably worrying less about other stuff and just going out there and having a crack, really.
And getting a little bit more time up the ground?
Yeah, getting a bit more time up the ground as well, playing those high roles too, which is really good, and backing myself in more.
But Callum, just talk us through Darren Buick's coaching style, if you wouldn't mind. Was he, a paint peeler, or was he? What was Boris like?
Oh, I never got a spray from Boris.
No. I called him Connor for the first 2 months he was down there.
Instead of Callum.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a bit quiet when I first got down there, so I sort of let Connor slide a bit until I got a bit more confident. I really enjoyed being on Darren. It was really good. I'm just saying Boris, so it's weird saying Darren, but really liked coaching under him. And he was good for me.
Callum, we're another one of your assistant coaches now at the Collingwood Football Club. Justin Longmuir has been doing a little bit of work at K-Rock. He's pretty sort of straight down the line. Have you got anything for us that we can maybe rib him about?
He is very straight down the line. He likes a joke though every week with his backs divisional, which is pretty funny. But I don't get to hear any of them though, because I'm a forward.
Does he provide the joke? Does he?
Nah, he actually. Yeah, see, no, he doesn't. So he just grabs one of the players to do it.
Right. Okay. So we spoke to him pre-game, and he was obviously being a Geelong-based radio station. We asked why Travis Varko wasn't in the side. He'd been such an important player last year, and he mentioned you. He said you were playing some really good footy. Now I know you don't care who you're keeping out, but the fact that you're keeping such a class player and a veteran player out of the side just gives you some confidence that the coaching staff has confidence in you to play your role.
Yeah, Trav's awesome, whether he's playing or not. I'm really good mates with Trav, so it is hard sometimes to think like that, but the coaching staff are really backing me in, and they're really happy with how I'm going this year. It's definitely my best year so far, I'm lucky enough that they keep picking me each week, really.
Just a quick one from me before the boys get it. How's your younger brother going, Tyler?
Yeah, really good. He's played mid, so first year he played down back, and now this year playing the mid, and he was going so well in pre-season. He got the couple of JLT games, and as you'd know, Boris is really clean and he's good around the ball. He's pretty tough, but he's done his shoulder at the moment, so he's out for a few more weeks still.
Mate, does Dad still have a fair bit of influence on what you're doing? I know when you were with us, I was really big on allowing him to have a say in what you're doing. Is it still the same at home?
It's probably not as much now, yep, just because we're at the club,
yep,
most of the time. But I still like to go to him for advice, yeah, just to see what he thinks on certain things. But it's a lot, yeah, it's a lot less now. It's more just I'm sort of pretty confident I know how to play the right footy, even if I don't play well. But he's been massive for me all my life in that.
Are you still at home? You still live at home?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. So
do you take hangers over him on the couch?
I don't know if I've ever taken a hanger. Maybe Tyler.
It's obviously fantastic to watch you develop, Callum. I mean, sons of are always fantastic, and Geelong obviously have been blessed to have a number of them. But to see you making your way today was your 19th game of footy. What's, you know, where do you sort of see yourself I know it's a week-to-week thing, but yeah, in 2 or 3 years' time as a player, how do you see your footy sort of career unfolding?
Yeah, well, I'm the first 2 years I was down in the midfield, and it's tough to get a gig there, so I've come forward this year and I'm really liking that. I really like that high forward role, which I played a bit with Boris at Eastern, but yeah, I love the midfield. That's the position I've always played, and I think I can be pretty good in that position, but for the time being, I'm really enjoying high forward.
Kel, lovely roar when you kicked that goal. You must love playing in front of big crowds.
It's awesome. I was saying, actually, to someone the other day, I'd probably take it for granted a little bit, just how big crowds we get and how good our support is and our members. It's awesome playing in front of big crowds every week, and when they get around you, it's even better. So,
well, you're doing pretty well. You're in the top 22 at the moment for the Magpies, so good luck with the rest of the season.
Cheers, guys.
Go on, you, Kel.
Callum Brown downstairs with Drew Jones. Good work. Sounds like a level-headed young man, boss.
Oh, fantastic. Obviously, he comes from a really good stock. Yep. Mum and Dad are fantastic. They've always been great support for him.
The post-match interview.